Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I have got Tommy Olive with me. We're going to talk about what's going on with all this wonderful rain and all the new plants and stuff coming in and how pretty everything is. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Tommy.
Hello, Scott.
Okay. I know you're responsible for all these beautiful yards in town. I mean, so how are you doing it?
Hey, man, it's tough on me, I tell you what. But God had something to do with it.
I think he had everything to do with this one.
You know, I don't watch national maps, weather maps very often, but I said, what's going on? And I looked at it, and this big old nose came down into Texas from Canada, you know, those jet streams. Did you ever see that?
Yes, yes.
Like going right past everybody else, right? And just blessing us. And it's just staying here, isn't it?
But Tommy, I can't remember. And I've been here a long time. I can't remember driving around town, which I do a lot of that, you know. And look at all the yards, how pretty that green, that beautiful color. It's just amazing.
You know, it hasn't rained in a while, has it?
No, it hadn't.
But
very much.
The grass, the lawns are still green. You know why?
Why?
Because at 100 degrees, they dry out a lot faster than they do at 90 and 64 in the morning and stuff. Yes. That makes a huge difference. And the dew on the ground.
Yes.
That makes a big difference.
But like we just said, I think it was 2 years ago, but we had like 100 days straight of over 100, and a lot of those were 107.
And I remember one thing that really disappoints me is when it's 90 in the morning when you wake up.
Oh, yeah.
That's sad.
But you can't even walk your little dog or anything.
It's sad.
The pavement's so hot.
That's right.
So, let's talk about what all is going on. Okay, let me tell you what I just had. And it scared me because I'm very happy with my yard. I'm happy with the trees. I'm happy with the plants. I'm just a happy person about it. army worms.
Now
I'm looking in my backyard. I thought, what's going on here? Anyway, I called the bug people, and they came out, and they did spray it, and they killed them like that. But if you don't catch that soon, it's bad, isn't it?
It is. And it's I don't know that I've ever seen them in lawns.
The Bug Express said that there were over 2,000 phone calls in 4 days.
Help!
Yeah.
So
they're little bitty, skinny-looking like a piece of string.
Caterpillar is a voracious eater for those days, that week or so that they live before they make a moth. Have you seen a lot of moths flying around?
I have. Yes, I haven't noticed them.
And that's apparently their parents. I mean, that's what they turn into. And but, you know, when you have all that vegetation, there's a lot to eat.
Yeah.
And so populations just go berserk because it's perfect for them too.
I know what I have seen a lot of is fire ants.
Yeah.
with everything good, something bad happens. We know that.
That's right.
So with all that great rain, we also have the fire ants that just come up out of the ground.
You know, they were there and the moisture makes them come up.
Right.
And so got you off the bed and off the couch and out there putting out fire ant poison, right?
Well, but you're off the couch.
Or calling somebody.
You're standing in the yard. That's how you find out they're there, when you step on one or step on a bed.
I got a couple of whelps in my hands too, you know.
So, it has been neat. And I know y'all been busy. Y'all finally got some plants in. I know for a while there it was hard for you to get anything to buy.
You know, it's been good. We have plants and I can't find a Chinese pistache that's not huge. A lot of the great bigger trees, three and 4 inches and bigger, those are available because they don't sell as many as those
because they're so expensive.
Yes, and yeah, and some people have more time than they have money, so they don't start real big. And
my tree was what, about an inch?
No, it's bigger than that.
Yeah, it wasn't very big, but it looks good.
Good.
So you're telling me I got one of your last pistachio regular sized trees?
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes.
So what did you get me? What, I got two oak trees, a pistachio, and another one.
Well, you got a red oak.
Red oak.
Yeah.
So, that's a nice variety, I think. Looks like they look good. And of course, with the rain and everything else, it's been wonderful.
Yes. I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw a fairly young pistache.
I've been calling it pistachio. I got a pistachio tree.
Yeah. No nuts.
Yeah. Well, just the one that owns it.
And there, you know, it was, anyway, just was flushing out and really pretty, and so it's a great tree. Don't have any, but it's a great tree.
So what do you have right now that you recommend?
Live oaks and red oaks and bur oaks is what I've got. And that's great. The Bible says he that observes the weather never plants, because you never know what's going to happen. Could have a hailstorm the day after you plant. So it's well, we're going to wait, honey.
Yeah.
And you never plant. So if, remember that, was it two summers ago when it rained all summer or last summer? I don't know.
I'm bad at that too, Tom.
I can't remember either. But you never know. If it rains all summer and it's cool, then the trees will grow. But if they don't and it's just super hot, then waiting till fall, there's no advantage in planting in the heat of the summer. But you don't know till the summer's over if you should have planted or not. So it's always a good – the only bad time to plant a tree is right before you go on a two-week vacation.
Well, yeah.
In the summer.
Where you can't not there to water it.
That's right.
I will tell you one thing that, and it, I realized it too. And I knew it, but I didn't know it. So I'm getting these trees for the new house, and Tommy said, "Okay, we're going to do the oak trees in the front. We don't want them in the back because those leaves fall and get all over the back porch." Well, I hit me. I go, "Well, he is so right." At the ranch, there was like a horseshoe of big, huge oak trees. So I put my tree because I wanted the trees. I love oak trees.
You put your house right there.
Right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Well, you know how much freaking live oak leaves I have on the back porch all the time?
All the time. That's what I
mean.
Like.
I've gone through two big blowers at the Home Depot just to keep it from blowing off.
Wearing them out.
So that's really good advice. So another thing besides talking to people that know what they're talking about is to say, okay, well, here's where I'm going. Here's how the way that it's going to face for the sun. That's another big deal.
Yeah.
You know, or something like something that I never thought, even though I should have thought of it, because I had that house at the ranch for 12 years, I didn't think about it till you said it, and then it went click, click, click. But
I didn't think about it at first either. It took me, who knows, 10, 20, 30 years to figure out some of these things.
So what kind of flowery plants?
You know, right now, lantana is kind of hard to beat. Deer won't eat it, and it likes it hot. There is a bug that gets on the backside of the leaf called lace bug, and it'll make it look like it's iron chloride, kind of yellowish, the leaves. But it's really that bug sucking the chlorophyll out of it. And if you put that systemic insect wrench on them, it'll suck it up and kill the bugs, and they'll start blooming and be pretty.
I'm going to remind you of something you said years ago to me on this radio show. If it gets dry enough, the deer will eat anything.
Yes.
And I believe it. Because I'll never, ever forget this. Don Cicero mows, he does my yard for me and stuff. And the deer came and ate all the flowers out of the flower bed, you know. And so he called me and said, "I got some flowers that I've been reading up on, and the deer are not going to eat them, so I'm going to get you some. I'm going to put them in your flower beds for Claire." I said, "That'll be great." Of course, the next morning they're pulled out. All the roots are eaten off of them. So I called Don. I said, "Don, apparently the deer out here, they don't know how to read."
That's right.
Because they ate all of them. Well, they didn't eat the flowers. He was right there. But they ate the roots to the flowers.
Yeah, I tell you what. Deer aren't my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but they're destructive.
They're
cute.
Yeah, they're cute, and they like to eat.
They do. Do you know that they don't eat grass?
No, they don't. No, Axis will.
Oh, Axis
will. Axis have two stomachs like a cow. Where deer will eat the leaves off like an oak tree, they'll eat, you know, different things like a goat. Yeah. Your goats and your deer, I don't know about plants, but I know what they eat.